Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of the Lord came to me. You, son of man, take up a lament over Tyre. Tell Tyre, who dwells at the entrance to the sea as a merchant traveling to many coastlands, this is what the Lord God says. Tyre, you say, I am a perfect beauty. Your borders were in the heart of the sea. Your builders perfected your beauty. They built for you a double-decked ship made of fir from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. They made your oars of oak from Bashan. Your planks were made of pine inlaid with ivory from the coasts of Cyprus. Your sail was brightly decorated linen from Egypt, which also served as your banner. Your awning was blue and purple from the coasts of Elisha. Inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad served as your rowers. Tyre, your own skilled men who were with you, manned your sails. Skilled veterans from Gebal were on board with you, serving as your repairmen. All the ships of the sea and their sailors were in your harbor to engage in trade with you. Warriors from Persia, Lud, and Put were in your army. They hung up their shields and helmets among you. They enhanced your splendor. Men of Arvad and Sicilia were on your walls all around, and men of Gamad were on your towers. They hung their quivers all around on your walls. They made your beauty perfect. Tarshish traded with you because of your great wealth of every kind. They traded silver, iron, tin, and lead for your exports. Ionia, Tubal, and Meshech also dealt with you. They traded human beings and articles of bronze for your wares. From Beth Torgama, horses, war horses, and mules were traded to you because of the abundance of your products. The men of Rhodes also dealt with you. Many coastlands were agents of your trade, bringing back ivory tusks and ebony in payment to you. Edom traded with you because of the abundance of your products. They sold turquoise, purple, and finely embroidered cloth, linen, coral, and rubies to you as exports. Judah and the land of Israel also dealt with you. With wheat of Minith, flour, honey, oil, and balm, they bought your wares. Damascus traded with you because of the abundance of your products, because of the abundance of all kinds of wealth. They sold wine on Helbon, wool from Shahar, and wine casks from Izala as exports. Wrought iron, cassia, and calamus were traded for your goods. Dedan traded to you saddle blankets used for riding. Arabia and all the rulers of Kedar were your agents for trade in lambs, rams, and goats. They were your agents for those. Merchants of Sheba and Ra'amah dealt with you in all kinds of expensive perfumes and in all kinds of precious stones and gold, which they sold you for your merchandise. Haran, Kenna, and Eden, and dealers from Sheba, Assyria, and Kilmad were your dealers. They were your dealers in elegant clothing, in purple garments and finely embroidered cloth, in carpets with multicolored trim, tightly wound with ropes for your marketplaces. Tarshish ships traveled for you with your merchandise. So you were full and very heavily loaded in the midst of the seas. Your rowers brought you out into deep waters. An east wind broke you up in the heart of the sea. Your wealth, your exports and your imports, your sailors and your pilots, your repairmen, and those who bring you imports, all your warriors on board, in fact, all your company who were on board, will sink into the heart of the sea on the day of your collapse. At the sound of the cry of distress from your pilots, the fields on the mainland will quake. All who handle the oars will abandon their ships. The sailors and all the pilots of the sea will stand on shore. They will shout loudly because of you and cry out bitterly. They will throw dirt on their heads and roll in ashes. They will make themselves bald on account of you and put on sackcloth. They will weep bitterly over you with a bitter lament. In their grief, they will raise a lament over you. They utter this lament over you. Who is like Tyre, now silenced in the midst of the sea? When your exports were unloaded from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. By your abundant wealth and your imports, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now you have been broken up by the seas and sunk into the watery depths. Your merchandise and the entire company on board have sunk. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are appalled because of you. Their king's hair stands on end. Their faces show distress. traitors among the peoples whistle and hiss at you. You have become horrifying, and you will never exist again forever. Chapter 28. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, that this is what the Lord God says. Because you became arrogant and said, I am a god, and I occupy a throne of a god in the heart of the seas, even though you are a mere man and not a god, and because you regard your wisdom as divine wisdom, you really think you are wiser than Daniel, don't you? No mystery baffles you. By your wisdom and your shrewdness, you have gained wealth for yourself and put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great skill in trading, you increased your wealth, but you have become conceited because of your wealth. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Because you regard your wisdom as divine wisdom, therefore I am about to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will unsheath their swords against your beautiful wisdom, and they will desecrate your radiant splendor. They will cast you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the sea. Will you still claim I am a god in the presence of the one who kills you? It will be clear that you are merely a man and not a god when you fall into the hands of those who run you through. You will die a death like that of the uncircumcised by the hand of the foreigners. For I have spoken, declares the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, raise a lament over the king of Tyre. Say to him that this is what the Lord God says. You were a seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every kind of precious stone was covering you. Carnelian, diamond, emerald, topaz, onyx, jasper, sapphire, agate, and beryl. Your mountings and your settings were worked in gold. They were prepared on the day you were created. You were a cherub, the anointed guardian. I appointed you. You were on the holy mountain of God, and you walked about in the midst of sparkling stones. Your conduct was blameless from the day you were created until guilt was found in you. In your widespread trade, you practiced much violence and you sinned. I defiled you by banishing you from the mountain of God. I expelled you, you guardian cherub, from among the sparkling stones. You became arrogant because of your beauty, and you corrupted your wisdom together with your splendor. So I hurled you down to the earth and set you in front of kings who gloated over you. By your many sins during your unscrupulous trade, you defiled your sanctuaries. So I made fire break out from your midst, and it devoured you. I reduced you to ashes on the ground in the sight of all who were watching. All those among the people who knew you are appalled at you. You have become horrifying, and you will never exist again, forever. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face towards Sidon and prophesy against her. Say that this is what the Lord God says. I am against you, Sidon. I will display my glory in your midst, and they will know that I am the Lord when I inflict punishments on you and display my holiness in you. I will release the plague in her. There will be blood in her streets, and the slain will fall in her midst when the sword comes against her from all sides. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Never again will the house of Israel be subjected to those who deride them, who are all around them like prickly briars or painful thorns. Then they will know that I am the Lord God. This is what the Lord God says. When I gather the house of Israel from the peoples where they have been scattered, I will display my holiness through them in the sight of the nations. Then they will live on their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live on it in security. They will build houses and plant vineyards. They will live on it in security when I inflict judgments upon all those around them who despise them. Then they will know that I am the Lord, their God.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.